What does it mean to step into the life God has created specifically for you? How do you lean into the immeasurably more that only He offers? How do God's dreams become your own? My name is Susan McPherson, and I am so glad you joined me and some of my friends as we discover how to live a life of meaning and purpose with Jesus at the center. I like to call it living the God Girl life. Welcome to the conversation. I am so excited today, God Girl Nation, that we have our newest team member with us today on the podcast, who is Joanne Harp. Hi, yeah. Joanne.
Hi, Susan. I'm so grateful to be here and so happy.
I'm so glad you're here. It's so fun. We have to tell the audience that we had some technical difficulties. We have to keep it real, Joanne.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yes,
we have recorded this once before, and for some reason, it didn't save. So here we are again.
Doing it again. That's okay.
I'm glad we enjoy each other's company, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Definitely.
Well, yeah. Joanne and I met at a conference called She Speaks, which I've talked about before. It's a Proverbs 31 Ministries conference for writers and speakers and women who want to share the message that God has put on their hearts. And we just clicked. Mm-hmm. And after another couple conversations, I asked her to join the team, and she said yes. And I was so glad.
Of course I did. Oh my gosh. What a great opportunity. Yes.
I'm so glad. And her role is our discipleship director, and we'll dive into what that means in a little bit. But what I thought would be really fun, Joanne, is for you to share your faith journey. We'll start there. So we would love to hear all about that.
Okay. Well, it's kind of interesting. I started out in a different denomination. And that was the only religion that my family had ever known was, you know, from my Italian mother's side, generations, and then my dad's side, who was all German. So I didn't know any other religion. And, you know, I did everything I was supposed to do, said all my prayers, got all my sacraments, knew all the prayers by memory and heart, and, but I always felt like something was missing. It was really, really strange. I can't really accurately describe it. I was always asking questions, you know, to the people that were in charge there, and my father and my mother. And I just always had lots of questions. And I just kind of knew something. It wasn't not right. There was something that was missing. That's how I can explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know who Jesus was?
Yes, I did. I knew who Jesus was. I just didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Okay.
It wasn't there. Yeah. It wasn't. I mean, I like I said, I prayed my memory prayers, but I didn't have a relationship. And there's so much more to Christianity than just knowing prayers and, you know,
and rote type of prayers, just kind of ritualistic type stuff. Gotcha.
Exactly. Yes.
So as you got older, say in your teen years, and as you went to college, tell me a little bit about where you were then.
Well, it was real interesting because I went in high school to a campus life meeting. One of my Baptist friends, love the Baptists, invited me, and I was like, I was enamored. Like, he was actually reading from the Bible, and which I have right here. And I was like, he was just on fire. The words that came out of him, he read from the Bible. We had a discussion about the Bible, and I was hooked. I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about it now. I truly do.
It's kind of like Dorothy going from black and white to color, right?
Yes.
It just kind of opened up a whole new perspective.
I couldn't say it any better. That was just perfect. You're right. It was in living color. And then that continued on to college. And I have a really great friend who I came in one day, you know, we were at the University of Texas at Austin, hook 'em horns. I had to do that.
You had to do it for sure.
I totally get it as a college football fan, Roll Tide.
Yeah. There we go. I don't think we're in the same conference, are we?
No, we are not.
I don't think so. But our bedroom door was shut. And so I knocked on the door and I said, "Hey, can I come in?" And she was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "What are you reading?" She was like, "I'm reading the Bible, Joanne." I was like, "I've never seen one, you know." I couldn't believe it. And I was like in 17 or 18, 19 years old at college. And she got me my very first Bible. And I really haven't put it down since. Like, it's just amazing. I started doing, yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
That is. It's so sweet at that age.
Yes.
When most young women are not even the slightest bit interested.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, of course you kind of deviate and you go your own way, with sure, not seeking God first. And I did that for a number of years as well. But then really, that's why I was so excited that you asked me to be a member of God Girl Nation, because I want to pour into women. Women have poured into me.
Oh.
I mean, the young lady who showed me the Bible for the first time, the Campus Life Baptist gals that were there that night. And then women's retreats. Oh my gosh. I did a fabulous women's retreat at a time that I was very tender and needed that reassurance that God is my Savior and Jesus Christ does love me just the way that I am, mm-hmm, with my imperfections and my fear and my worry and my doubt and my anxiety. They took me in, and then I was on fire, and then even more on fire. I went on a Quest Life retreat. And it was another woman's retreat. And, that just solidified it right there.
Did it? Like,
oh yeah. It made me just unstoppable. I mean, after that, which was June of 2019, I can't put the book down. It's my favorite book ever.
So what was it about that retreat? I know I've had a similar experience, so yeah, I know what you're talking about, but just for those who might not know, yeah, and may want to seek something like that, seek out, you know, an opportunity like that, explain, mm-hmm, a little bit about what made that so special and how that affected you.
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, as you're, growing up and you're going through life, women, you know, not all women, but women can tend to get, I don't know, jealous or envious or what have you, or compare one another at all right, times. And none of that was there, because they were centered in Christ, totally centered in Christ. None of that animosity or jealousy or competition, or I'm going to compete, or I'm better than you, or, you know, the judgmental attitude or whatever. None of it was there. Wow. And so finally I let my guard down and trusted women again, because I had been hurt, you know, like all of us have been hurt.
Right.
And I finally let my guard down, and it was just the true, phenomenal, amazing biblical teachings that I received, especially at the Quest Life. It just truly transformed me from the inside out. I mean, when I got off the bus, when I came back, mm-hmm, I was like, I felt like my heart of stone had turned into a heart of, you know, flesh, like the green plant behind me, you know, just, right, it was living, right, and breathing and active, and the word is active. And I don't know, I just saw just, the world in a completely different light. And
that's,
it was
great.
Yeah. So I love that. And that's what I want to pour in. I want women to feel what I feel, the happiness, the joy. Now, is it every single minute of every single day that I have that joy? No. I mean, it's life.
Right. But
let me tell you, when you go through hard things in life and then you have the Bible and a relationship with Jesus, there's nothing better.
It helps you find contentment and joy even in the most difficult times. Yes. And one of the things, and I'm curious if this is your experience as well, one of the things that occurred to me, or that happened to me at the retreat that I went to, it's called the Walk to Emmaus, and I've mentioned it before on this podcast, but it was a similar setup. We were away for 3 days, unplugged.
Yes.
Completely unplugged. And there was a team of women who served us and just poured out that agape love, just examples. So that's, it sounds like you're shaking your head. Yes.
Yes. It sounds exactly like
similar. That's what is so transformative, because yes, you see, you really experience that love of God, yes, in the flesh, you know, yes, in right, reality, mm-hmm, and you're never the same, because you do. It is contagious. It's like God, Girl, Nation. We, yes, want to serve with contagious joy. Mm-hmm. And it truly, that pouring out just caused you to want to do it to, mm-hmm, others, because, yes, it was so transformative.
That's exactly right. You, yeah, hit the nail on the head. That's a perfect way to describe it. It, yeah,
I love it. I love it. And that's why we encourage everyone, mm-hmm, to serve in some way. Serving others, yes, is truly experiencing, mm-hmm, that same thing. Because I've served on the team as well. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother experience. Yeah. And it's truly putting others way above yourself.
Yes.
And mm-hmm, and I encourage that for everyone. Mm-hmm. So it is, it's a contagious thing.
It is. Yeah, it's truly. And you know, in order for me to serve Jesus, I need to serve others.
Exactly.
Just like he did when he was on the earth.
Right.
He was a servant to everybody. He accepted everybody with all their flaws and their problems. He, mm-hmm, truly did.
He offered that gift to everyone.
Yes.
For sure. Oh, I love it. So you are a teacher.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about what led you to be a teacher. And I love that that is one of your gifts to share with God, Girl, Nation, because it just goes so beautifully with the role that you've been called to here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was real interesting. You know, my first career was, I was in the hotel business. I was like director of sales and marketing for Omni Hotels. And I did that for, I don't know, 15, 17 years or so.
How was that?
It was really fun.
Was it fun?
I enjoyed it. It was, you know, really nice, like, you know, 5-star properties, and you'd give, mm, tours, and I just set up hotels and, you know, big association meetings, and I would, you know, meet with corporate clients. Nice. And it was really fun because I graduated from UT with a minor in Spanish. So they would send me to Mexico City. And the trade shows there were pretty fun.
Oh, that's so. And you can speak, mm-hmm, fluent Spanish, can't you?
Yeah, I used to, but I haven't used it in so long. I need to practice my skills. But yeah, I'm a South Texas girl. I grew up in San Antonio. So yeah, Spanish is, you know, the second language. Well, in the U.S., I presume. It's definitely.
Oh, I'm Texas. Sure it is. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, that's awesome. Yeah. So then you decided to start teaching. Did you have to go back to school then to teach?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, wow. So 15 years into, mm-hmm, the work world, mm-hmm, you decide to go back to school. How was that?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was divorced at the time, and I had like 2 part-time jobs, and I was, you know, getting my teaching certification, mm-hmm, and at the same time taking care of 2 beautiful little kids that, mm-hmm, God had blessed me with. But yeah, I was truly called to teach because I taught adults in the hotel business, but I never really taught kids. The only time I did it was with Vacation Bible School, which I was like, man, I really love this. This is awesome. And then I did that. I served my church with that for, I was a sing-song director, and we planned all the stuff out. And it was wonderful. I did that for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And then one day at church, one of my friends came to me and says, hey, we have nobody to teach Children's Liturgy of the Word today. We want you to teach it. And they handed me the book. And I was like, okay. So yeah, I was literally just sitting there after they called them out, and there must have been 20, 25 kids all around in a circle. We were all sitting on the floor, and I was looking at the teaching manual, and I was like, I got called from the Holy Spirit. I mean, I just physically remember, I could still, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Like literally I felt you know, the Holy Spirit say, Joanne, go get your teaching certification. This is what I designed you to do.
Oh, and, wow. That's incredible. Yes.
I got goosebumps.
Yes. So
that's when I went back. Yeah.
And how long did it take you?
Oh, it was about 2 years. You know,
that's not too bad.
No, it really wasn't, because I had my degree.
Okay.
My Bachelor of Science in Speech Communications. And so I had that, which was, you know, nice that I could fall back on that. But so it really only took about 2 years. So it was like Tuesday nights and Thursday night classes and then a couple of Saturday classes throughout the 2 years.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, and what I love, God is just so beautiful in so many ways. And I love how he prompts you into your calling and into your gifting. And not only in your profession, but now in your ministry, because you've been teaching Bible studies. And tell us a little bit about that and how you got started doing that.
Oh, gosh. Well, I just, like I said, I have an unstoppable, you know, just desire to read the Bible. I keep pointing to it. It's over here open, you know, but I couldn't stop. Mm-hmm. And so I would, like, I'd talk to my teacher friends at school and I'd be, are y'all doing Bible studies at your church? I'm like, yeah. So I'd go do a Bible study over here. I love visiting churches too. I'd do a Bible study over here, and then I did a Bible study over here, and then a Bible study over here. And then they asked me to lead a discipleship group, which was amazing, after I had three amazing women, once again, disciple me for about 2.5 years.
Nice.
Those women are my rock. Mm. They taught me so much. They poured into me, and that's what I want to do to others.
I love it. Well, you and I have talked about that group before, and I mentioned it would be so fun for the four of you to come on and let me just dive into that whole experience, because I know how much it meant to you. And I want others to really recognize how we are called right where we're at.
Yes.
To disciple, yes. And how important it is into the life to do that. I'm sorry, how important it is in the lives of other believers, so that we become not just believers, but followers. And, that's, again, going back to God Girl Nation, and it's just the spirit of what we do. We're in this together as a community.
I absolutely love that.
So let's talk a little bit about your role here at God Girl Nation. For the month of May, Joanne, we're really trying to introduce her to the group. And we are looking forward to Joanne putting together some teachings and a course on discipleship, and hopefully courses as we move forward. But just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And what you're going to be teaching at the end of this month. That'd be awesome.
Yes. Well, I have been writing ever since COVID. I literally felt the Holy Spirit in my backyard, and I was looking at my garden, and I just started writing. I was getting downpour from heaven. Truly. Mm. It was amazing. I mean, I have a book here. It's just pages and pages of written information. And, what I want to do for God Girl Nation as a discipleship director is I have like 10 sessions that I'd like to teach. And the first one is called Discipleship USA. Mm-hmm. And it's just really truly the basics of discipleship. And then the next one is Jesus the Bridge Maker.
Which you and I have talked about that, which I love. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just really excited about sharing my heart to others about how Jesus has transformed me, mind, body, and soul, really.
That's great. So, and what is so wonderful to have you on the team is that you're a trained teacher. It really is one of your spiritual gifts. So I just want to encourage everyone to tune in whenever Joanne is teaching, because it truly is her gift of getting that message and really helping to transform lives through Jesus. So
yes,
I love it.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I can't believe I've been teaching for 17 years. Can you believe that?
17 years. Wow.
Ah, That's a long time.
That is a long time. Mm-hmm. And we were talking the other day, we are recording this in May, which is a crazy time in the life of a teacher.
Crazy town. It is absolutely crazy town at our school right
so
now.
So pray for Joanne.
Yes. Right now.
Kids are restless.
They are.
I have many teacher friends and I know this whole drill. And I just know as a parent, when my kids were in school, May was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many things going on.
Mm-hmm. And this pandemic has really changed teaching.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It was really hard to be present with my remote kids that were on my laptop. You know,
I finally
just got a cart and started rolling my laptop all around the classroom as I was teaching or whatever, go to over this whiteboard or what have you.
And your cart had your camera, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. Yeah. But yeah.
Finish. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that was really it.
Well, I want you to share just briefly about the American Girl cards. I love that. And I want you to share it because I think it could be fun for families as well.
Yes.
So talk about those.
Oh, gosh.
We actually used them at our retreat.
We did. It was so much fun.
Our team.
It was fun. It's so funny because it's a little pink box. I literally, like, my daughter Brooke, she loved American Girls. And so
did my girls.
They're so cute. And you get like matching pajamas with your American Girl doll. I mean, it's just awesome. And anyway, so they built an American Girl doll. Well, actually it was just a restaurant in the Dallas Galleria. And so every summer, Brooke and I, you know, when we were both out of school, we'd go and have lunch there, and the American Girl was there, and she'd get her hair done. Brooke could get her hair done if she wanted, and we'd have lunch there. It was really cute. But I bought this little pink box, and I was like, what a great little, like, icebreakers, you know?
Yeah, cards with icebreaker type things.
That's it. Little cards with, would you rather, you know, see a sunrise or a sunset? What is one goal that you have in life? What is somebody that you would like to meet, past, present, or future? Do you like the mountains or do you like the beach? I mean, what is your favorite food and why? You know, just all kinds of fun, cute little questions that we just kind of do, as teachers say, bell ringers, to kind of get the juices flowing, just to do kind of something fun before we all get started in the day. But it's so funny because the boys like it the best. They literally run into my classroom. Where's the box?
That's so fun. I mean, that is such a lesson in connection. No matter if you're a teacher with young kids or in your family or any groups that you lead, having that personal connection is really important. And I love that you do that. It just tickles me that the boys enjoy
They do. they are fighting over who was going to read the card for the day.
That's so cute.
From the pink box. Yeah. And these boys are, you know, some of them are taller and larger than me, you know, they're sixth graders. So, but yeah, connection, you always need to make a connection with a child or a friend, you know, because once they know that you respect them, admire them, and love them, then they'll, you know, jump over mountains for you. Truly, they will, which is a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Right. And it just kind of opens the door.
Yes.
In the spirit of that, every podcast, I have five questions that I like to ask my guest that are in the same kind of get to know you spirit. So I want to start with the first one, and it is, what is your favorite movie?
I would say, well, I remember when I was on, it was one pageant in San Antonio. They asked me that because they ask you some crazy questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're not prepared for at all.
Right. Okay. So Joanne, let's just say this. You competed in pageants.
Oh gosh.
I briefly touch on that. I think it's great. I think it's fabulous. Okay. I was in one. Mm-hmm. It was at school. It was a scholarship pageant.
Yay.
And it was the best experience. Yeah, people, you know, have preconceived notions about them, but tell me a little bit about yours.
This one was in high school. I did some more when I was in college, but this one was in high school, and it was the Junior Miss pageant.
Junior Miss. Okay.
Yes. So it was, we didn't have to be in a bathing suit, but it was really based on academics and physical fitness. We had a physical fitness routine and then, you know, questions and answers and just how you presented yourself really. And, you know, and I won San Antonio Junior Miss, which was great. Yeah. And then I was runner up for the Texas Junior Miss, but I enjoyed it. But I remember that was one of the questions. What was your favorite movie? So that's why I said, I remember I said at the time, which was, oh my goodness, 1983, probably. It was a long time ago, girl. But what was your favorite movie? And at that time, and I still love Indiana Jones movies.
Oh, yes. Love those.
You know?
Yes.
I loved it because he was working toward a goal and he was unstoppable. And that's how I am. I feel like I'm unstoppable, on fire for Jesus. And I just want other people to adopt that mentality with me, alongside
Indiana
me.
Jones. I'm going to call you Indy from now on.
Yeah, Indy.
There's a great scene in an Indiana Jones movie. It's the first or second one, I believe. And one of my pastors through the years shared it one Sunday and he's on the side of like a cliff and he needs to get to the other side. And it's like, have faith. It's a walk of faith. And he takes a step and you think he's just going to fall. And then there's a thin cliff that he walks across. It's super cool.
I know.
So it's, you know,
I remember that.
Remember that? So it's walking.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Not by sight, by faith.
No. Yeah.
So great answer. Great answer. What is your favorite morning beverage?
Oh, really? You're asking me that?
It's coffee, the same
coffee,
as mine.
Coffee, coffee, coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee. There's just nothing better.
No.
There really isn't. I don't understand people who don't like coffee.
I know. I don't get it either.
Judgment, but just, yeah, no, I just no completely judgment. Don't get it.
Yeah.
How do you like your coffee?
Oh, I do some almond milk, basically creamer. Like I do
regular coffee.
Yeah, just regular old coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, hot. Like there's nothing better than it's dark outside. I wake up every morning around 5:15 and I go make my coffee and come upstairs and do my Bible study that I'm preparing for to lead and just go through the Bible. I mean, I have things that I write down all the time. For example, today was Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. I love Joshua.
Engage in God's word. I'm telling you.
But that's what I engage in his word. And then I see the hot steam come up out of my coffee. So that's why coffee and Jesus kind of relates to me. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Joanne, that's beautiful. Okay. What is your favorite hymn or your favorite worship song?
Oh, well, hymn would be the old Amazing Grace. There's nothing beautiful.
Oh, sure.
You know? And worship song, there's just too many, numerous to count, but I love Hills and Valleys by Torrin Wells, because I feel like all of us go through hills and valleys through life.
Yes.
And I love What a Beautiful Name It Is, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, by Hillsong United. Mm. And I mean, I could go on and on, truly. Mm. I love Touch the Sky by Hillsong.
There's so many good worship songs.
There is. Like, that's all I listen to. Truly, it's uplifting.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Who is the most influential person in your life?
I would say my mother, my dear old beautiful mother. She just had, she still does, just a love for Jesus and going to church all the time. She goes to the chapel to pray. And she was a religion teacher at our church. Oh. And just my mom and dad just really just modeled that true example for us and all six of us. There's six of us. Yeah. I have.
Where are you
at? Three. Yeah. I'm number five.
You're number five. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I have three older brothers, an older sister, and then I have a sister that's underneath me. Yeah.
Aww.
So, so yeah, I mean, I still remember going to mass every Sunday, and my father was leading a song or, you know, up there, and my mom and was a Eucharistic minister. So it was my father. And, you know, I remember kneeling down and praying the rosary and just, I don't know, just being all a part of that, which is
right. Which just the reverence of God
and reverence of the whole thing. But yeah, beautiful. I remember they were always on the altar, so I could never, like, you know, shake hands with my dad. So I'd always do the peace sign,
Aww.
You know, across the, you know, the church.
Right. But, yeah. Wow. That's sweet.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So who is your favorite God girl, whether you know her or you don't know her? Who's the fave?
Oh gosh. Oh my. Oh, there's so many that I listen to. Oh my. I love Joyce Meyer. And oh, I don't know, man. There's just so many that come to my mind. I'm thinking through my YouTube that I, you right. know, watch all the time. I just heard a fabulous like revival, tent revival that Mario Murillo just did. Like I've listened to it three times. That's how incredible this thing was. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, that's great. I mean, there's also, so many amazing. Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, there's also another one out of Australia, Lana Vosser.
Okay.
And she's been amazing too. So yeah, there's a Lisa Turkhurst, God, Jenny Allen, God, I could list and forgive me if I forget all the ones I listen to.
Well, and you, you're making a really good point. There's some great voices out there.
There are.
There really are, for yes. sure, that can inspire.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, and you are inspiring in your own right. Mm-hmm. And it's just so nice to have this time together and to share you with our listeners, with God Girl Nation. And we're excited to learn from you, Joanne.
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned from the Father. Mm. And I'm just the intercessor from him to y'all. Mm. I always pray that my words are his words, not my words. It's not me. I'm just the mediator between the Holy Spirit and whoever I'm speaking with.
Oh, I love it. I love That's it. True. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You are quite welcome.
And we thank all of you for listening in. We're going to post the video on our God Girl Nation community. And if you haven't joined us there, it's Facebook God Girl Nation Community private group. There's just some questions that you answer and we'll invite you into the group. We'll keep you up to date on upcoming teachings. And Joanne, you'll be seeing her throughout the month of May. You'll be seeing little signs of her, and we're just excited to have you on board. So thank you so much. Please visit us at godgirlnation.com. You can download our God Girl Nation handbook. And every Monday, I release a devotional that goes right along with the handbook. So be sure to download that for free at godgirlnation.com. And we just thank you for joining us. It's just a blessing. Thank you, Joanne.
Truly my pleasure.
And just remember, everyone, in our homes, in our community, and in our world, we're living the God Girl life, and what a blessed life it is.
It truly is. Contagious joy.
Contagious joy. Yeah. Bye, everyone. God bless.